You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. The school year has ended for most Treasure Coast students, and homework is a bad word for the next few months. However, when school resumes in the fall, the Martin County Library System wants to make sure any students needing help with homework have access.
I need some help.
Not now, Adam.
Dad, you said you were guests.
And like in this scene from Tom Hanks' movie Big, sometimes help comes from thinking a different way.
All right, let's say Larry Bird is going to score 10 points in the first quarter.
Okay.
How many is he going to score in the whole game?
That's easy. That's 40 points.
Probably, okay? And that's algebra.
Right. But it is.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Former homework helper Melanie Daniels helped one student with spelling by walking around the room and making spelling a game, remembering the number of letters in a word by the number of steps taken.
And we had little movements that we would do for different letter combinations. Like if it was, AE, we would, put our arms up in the air or, something like that. So, and she got to pick, what we wanted to do, with each letter. And she would come up with these, little crazy movements and we'd laugh and, everything. So, that helped her that way. She had that picture of, walking through it.
It's the kind of help difficult to offer in a classroom setting.
There are a lot of students out there that feel like, they're way behind their neighbor. What I did was I tried to, build that confidence in reading. And that's when you see their face light up and they're like, oh, okay, maybe I can do this.
Daniels is no longer a homework helper. When she was a paid employee. The library is looking now for volunteers who would like to take on that responsibility. Kaylee Trendle is the homework helper coordinator.
If we have any retired teachers who are looking to, volunteer in the community, this would be an excellent opportunity for, retired educators. Also, any college students that are looking to major in education, and become a teacher. Anybody who has a background in education or tutoring.
You do need to be at least 18 years old and have a level 2 background screening to work with children. The library system will pay for that screening. And even though it's summer and you might not expect too many children to be looking for help with their homework, Trendle says volunteers are welcome now.
We have our electronic resources and our databases. So over the summer, we're looking to provide, comprehensive training for all of the volunteers. And then once we have a good amount of volunteers, in position, ready to start, then they'll begin at all 6 libraries.
Former homework helper Melanie Daniels says some of the students came to her for help on a regular basis. Others she saw only once or twice. And some weren't students at all.
It's also important for the parents because they, bring in that work and going, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to do this. I haven't looked at math for, 20 years. And so what are they asking you to do here?
The library would like to offer help at all 6 library locations. Volunteers are asked to give at least 2 hours a week. The volunteer form can be found on the library's webpage, and you'll find a link to that on our webpage, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.